Lepta uskema rubasa. Let me tell some of that. Schneezik of Elu. These two approaches, these two ways of connecting to reality, makbilot, they parallel the du pirtzufim shebehavaya atzma to two different images within existence itself. Hashniyot ha'ontit mishtakefet v'dualism ontologi. Within Shniyot ha'ontit means the sort of objective dualism within the world is reflected in the dualistic approach to reality. It's sort of, you know, if one person will have an attitude that he loves a sunny day, and the other person will have an attitude that he gets very concerned with a sunny day. So there's basis in reality for both. It will be a warm day. It's very pleasant to sit and sun oneself. On the other hand, the too much radiation can cause the skin cancer. So the difference in approaches, it's not just that, sort of, it's not, ultimately, it's not due to subject, to pure subjectivity, but each one is reflecting an objective dimension. There may be a subjective component as to which of the two components one focuses on, but both components are there objectively. So Hashniyot ha'ontit, this objective dualism in being, in existence, mishtakefet, is reflected, the dualism ontologi, in this difference, in this dualistic, right? Two ontological approaches to being. Hametziyot yivalat shtei panim, echad gisa, on the one side, himar alenu panim sochakot meirot smechot mekabelot hiyotanu v'sevet panim yafot megalal lenu mashur mimahuta. As it were, reality, it smiles at us. It receives us very graciously and reveals something of its essence. It gives us permission to look and to peek in its image, right? In Sher Shivim, Meitzitz Ben Acharakim. Ma'ah hilanu tefachot tfachayim mechukiyuta v'sidrei ma'aseha. It shows us, it exhibits for us, maybe a tefach, maybe two, of its, how it functions according to law and the patterns of the Bria. B'sh'ot ratzan v'rachamim ka'elu mishtabet ha'obyekt v'subyekt. As it were, when, to an extent, the world is intelligible to us, so then the object subordinates itself to the subject, meaning the object being the world, the universe, existence, and the subject being man who's seeking to understand it. So, b'sha'ot ratzon v'achmim kelu mishtabet ha'obyekt l'subyekt, the world, the object, subordinates itself to the subject. Hachefetz, the object, lagavra, to the person. Hametziyut la'adam, hamahaveh chelik biltin nefad mimena. And that's the chiddush shabo, is that after all, man is part of the universe. He's part of the bria. That he should be able to understand the Bria, of which he's a part, is something which is extraordinary. That that the world is, again, subordinate in the sense that, it reveals itself, it's intelligible, it's something that can be grasped by man, who is just a tiny fraction of it, is something extraordinary. Ha-havaya la-sechev al-adat. Kan b'vatzbeit v'olah, ha-yachas ha-nifla shel nosei v'nasu. Here emerges the wondrous relationship between subject and object, shel makir v'nikar, one who's understanding, cognizing v'nikar, one that which is being understood, shel tofes v'tafus. So this is an allusion to something that the Rav talks about by Riches and Vikash the Mishan. It's much too complicated and much too profound to go into here, where it's really just hinted at. But if you're using this edition, if you're using an edition of Isha Lach that you're on page 18, so then you have a Vikash the Mishan in the same edition, so you can look around page 200. You have to go a little bit before, you have to go a little bit after, but around page 200 is where this idea about this yachas nifla, this wondrous relationship between subject and object. Again, it's ikarim gedolim, but maybe some other time. Hatahalich shel ha-hakara, the process of understanding, of cognition, which is bayat ha-bayot v'raz ha-razim shel ha-adam, right? The problem, the secret, the hidden thing, mitgala b'chol tifarto v'hadara. Right, the biggest question is what can a man know? How does he know? What are the limits of human knowledge? That's what the Rav is alluding to here in terms of Bayata Bayod Viraz Harazim Shal Ha'adam. Umechesed zeh shahavaya noset lanu shehi chosefet lanu k'tzat miklaster panaha mit parneset kol ha-tarbut ha-anoshit. All culture is, all human culture is nourished from what we are able to understand about existence. But on the other hand, tzniut yitera nizrika b'havaya. And an extra measure of tzniut, of modesty, of self-concealment is present in existence. Mitchabeti lefrakim. It hides at times in the innermost sanctum and it's hidden may ein choker bodeg from the eye of someone who's investigating and searching. It clothes itself, it covers itself, and it withdraws into its hidden, into its mysterious essence. Kula umeret sodot verazim, kula pelavanes. Vekav muzar misamen et hamitziyot. Something literally strange, something paradoxical characterizes existence, reality. Kiba b'sha'a, at the very moment שנוהגת בנו מנהג טוב עין ומגלה לנו תפח. At the very moment when existence reveals something, reveals a tafach, הרי היא מכסה טפח עין. הבעיה גדלה במידה שההכרה מתקדמת. The problem increases as a result, as to the degree that understanding advances, so what we don't know becomes more, right? So we know that in every context, right? Before you begin learning, okay, so you mentioned how much is it to learn. Then you begin learning, you learn a little bit, so you see there's a lot to learn. And then you learn a little bit more and you learn a little bit of depth, so then you realize not only how much there is to learn quantitatively, but how much there is to learn qualitatively. So the more a person learns, the more a person realizes, the more a person has a push for what he doesn't know. So in the mashal, it's what he doesn't know but can be known. In the nimshal, it's the more a person knows, the more a person understands what more a person realizes what can't be known. The deeper one's understanding of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the more one realizes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond our comprehension. And the Neo-Kantian school formulated this ancient idea very well when they said, "Ki ha-funkcia ha-sholetet ben ha-pitaron le-baya doma la-yachas ha-shoreh ben machug ha-ma'agal ve-hekefo le-shitcho." The function, the relationship between solving a question of thought and what's left unknown resembles the relationship between the radius of a circle and its circumference, machog radius, hekev, circumference, between the radius of a circle and its circumference on the one hand, l'shitcho, to its area on the other hand. כשהמחוג והעקב גדלים בדמנציה אחת, השטח גדול בריבוע. So in footnotes 8 and 9, so the circumference of a circle is 2 pi r, and the area of a circle is pi r squared. So if you increase the radius, so then the area is always going to increase exponentially more than the circumference, right? The area is always going to increase exponentially more than the circumference. So that's the moshal, the nimshal being, that the more we understand, the more we realize that we don't understand, and the more we realize how much is beyond human comprehension. נוהגת ההוויה בנו מנהג שובבה כאילו להקניתנו ולקנטר אותנו. It's as if it's teasing us. בתוך הדעת חוזרת ונאורה הסודיות. Within knowledge, so secrecy is aroused. בתוך ההסתכלות מתגברת החידה. Within examination, the riddle prevails. ומתוכה של ההכרה, and from understanding, metzitza ha-ta'aluma, the what's hidden appears. Migilui liba pritzuta v'adivuta shel ha-metziyot novim ka'amor l'mala kol ha-sagei ha-mada, from its self-revelation, from its generosity, as it were, flows of the world, of the Metzius, flows all the attainments, all the accomplishments of science. However, umitzniuta upishuta, but from its modesty, as it were, shotfim ubaim kol hanigudim v'hastirot shavahakara, all the contrasts, all the apparent contradictions, what we don't understand, kol antinomiot. All the problems that don't admit of solution, it's Emesis, this, as a comment, sometimes when, last week we were inside the Ramban, when the Rav was in the Ramban in Achrimos, when the Rav was depicting the Ish Hada'as, cognitive man. Now we're about to look at a Rambam. So just to clarify, that Maramokom, so the Maramokom definitely contains a lot of what the Rav is telling us, but that's only in light of what he explained. Because when you look at the Maramokom, you can look at the Maramokom 100 times beforehand, and you don't realize. And then in light of this, so much of this is really already reflected in a Rambam, in a Ramban. So if you take a look in the famous halacha in Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Beis, halacha Beis. If you have it, Rav Osei, take a look. So in halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, "Hakel nichbar v'anor azeh mitzvah la'ahava u'liyer mimenu." Then the Rambam continues, Frankel has it as the same halacha, it's not even a different halacha. The Rambam continues, what's the path to cultivating Avos Hashem? And the Rambam here is speaking of Yiras HaRomamus. Heichi ha-derech la-avosu v'yirasu. B'shar she-yizbanin ha-odem b'masu v'buav ha-niflaim ha-gedolim. When a person will reflect and gain understanding, right? Chochma bina v'das, yizbonin. He'll reflect, he'll gain understanding b'ma'asa v'buav ha-niflaim ha-gedolim. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great, wondrous handiwork and creations, and he'll see the inestimable and infinite chokhmah reflected.
So
clearly, when the person is mizbonein the master of Bor and the flame, he attains a measure of understanding, right? He attains a very real measure of understanding. He sees, he recognizes them as Nifloim and Gedolim. He sees the albeit Ein La'erach Elokeitz, albeit inestimable and infinite, but Lamaisa, the person sees, there's enough understanding that he sees it reflected, and that inspires within him the beginning of Avos Hashem, and the quest for greater. But then the Rambam continues, u'keshem chashev b'dvarim ha'elu atzman. But when he thinks about these same dvarim ha'elu atzman, the same masa v'bruav, that filled him with understanding, and understanding that inspires his saying Bachi Nashi, right? He sees Chachma Shein La Erech Velokates. But Kshemachashim Dom El Atzvim Niyadu Nirtal Achorav, he recoils, right? He pulls back. V'yira v'yifached v'yodeh shu b'ir yaktana. So he's overcome with a sense of awe and fear. V'yodeh, and he recognizes Shehu, that he himself is a birya ktana shfela afela, lowly, right, unenlightened, choshach afela. He's a lowly, unenlightened, tiny creature, omed bedas kala, standing with a puny mind, a puny intellect, lifnei tzmim deos. So it's the same, so it's the same thing that the Rav was talking about, right? That the line that we had here on page 18. What was that line? V'kav muzar misamen et hametziyut. That's a strange, literally strange paradoxical trait that characterizes the Metzius of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world that he created. Ki ba b'sha'a, again rereading here on page 18, ba b'sha'a, at the moment shenoheges banu minhag tuv ayinu magalam lanu tefach harei mechasa tfachai. That's exactly what the Rambam says. On the one hand, so the person, he's mizbanin, he understands. And yet that understanding makes him realize that he's a birya shvela afela. A birya afela doesn't understand anything. See, what the Rav was depicting, what we read last week, but in the Ish Hadas, how the Ish Hadas sort of dismisses, and in so doing, as it were, denies everything about reality that he can't understand, that he can't penetrate. So that's what allows for what one unfortunately sometimes sees, not all the time, but plenty of time. Sometimes you see, let's say, one modern embodiment of Ish Hadas, maybe would be scientists. So sometimes, not all of them, but those who are secular are very, very arrogant. Very, very arrogant. Because if you read Perek Beis, Halacha Beis, and you stop before Mechashev Edvam HaElatzman, so then, a person is sort of very impressed with what he knows and what he understands. That's why the Ramban that we saw last week says, Higiz Bedaito. Again, Higiz Bedaito is an expression of arrogance when he describes that. But the arrogance is only possible if a person, takes a scissors and excises part of Halacha Beis here. Even in the beginning, he has to distort, obviously. Kemoshe Gashen La'el, as we emphasized earlier, Hashniyot Ha'ontit, this ontic dualism, again, meaning that in reality itself, there's a part of reality, there's a degree, there's a measure of reality which is intelligible, which is comprehensible, with all the profound and exquisite wisdom. But on the other hand, there's so much of it which is incomprehensible to us, impenetrable. Nehepechet, it translates the shniut ontologet. It translates into an ontological dualism, into two approaches to the world. Hadu pertzufim, that the two, yeah, pertzuf literally is the face, the two complexions. So what a good translation is here. V'zikat ish hadat v'ish hadat mu'uvim, they're intertwined. In Chazal you have a lashon mu'uve v'gidim. It's intertwined v'yeshut atzma, with existence itself. Again, this is not something, both reactions are engendered by existence itself. Ish hada'at mizdakek lahavaya pshuta ugluyat leif. But clearly, right, that there is a, I don't know, call it implicit, call it explicit, but just the description itself, maybe it's neither, it's just that the description itself is clearly a critique, that the ish hada'at, is restricting himself to one element of existence. he relates lahavaya pshuta ugliat lev, an existence that's totally comprehensible. Einu mityached im hanistar shebe yeshut. Right, he doesn't seclude himself, meaning he doesn't recognize, he doesn't acknowledge that which is hidden. Elam hanigwashava. Mashen ken ishadat. Hu karuch acharei havaya shekeilu persha min hasubyekt hamakir vihidira et hasechel hanoa mimeno. The ishadas, so he's focused on the mystery that's beyond understanding. Harehu masov natun kulo lahavaya meloya sodot ka verazei olam. Itzumo shel hakol v'atzma shel hakara mehavim parsha p'tucha le'ish hadas u'stuma le'ish hadas. Kshehakadosh Baruch Hu mitgala le'ir mitoch ha'sa'ara, harei hu shoel oto, eifo ha'yusa v'yos le'aretz, hagei dem yadat adina, mi som meimadeha kiseida, u'minoto aleha kav, almo adoneha hut hadba'u, Omiyaro Evan Pinosa, Hanigu Lucha, Allah, Macha, Share Mavis, Habosa El Otsos Shalek, Hayadata Ace Led is Ya'ale Sela, Hamibinosho Ya'aver Nates. The Kadosh Baruch Hu refers to the Bria. Obviously, the whatever understanding we have is, you know, is within the Bria, but we can't understand where were you? All this is beyond you. How do you expect to understand everything? The same way when you look into the world, that there's a limit to human knowledge and comprehension. So when you look into HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashgacha, obviously there's going to be a limit to human comprehension and understanding. How do you expect to understand everything that happens? Todato shel ish hadat mle'a gdusha she'elot v'chidot. The awareness of Homer religiosus is overflowing with questions and riddles, kushyot uvayot shel olam lo tipatarna, with questions and difficulties that will never be solved. Often one hears that you know that we don't understand everything that happens, because you know we're living for a short span within history, which extends for millennia. And Yimei Shana Bahem Shivim Shana Vim Begvur Shvalim Shana. So how can you expect to understand, you know, if there's a 6,000-page book and you read 50 pages of the book? So it's not going to make any sense. You don't really understand what happened before the 50 pages. You don't know what's going to happen after the 50 pages. So you can't understand the 50 pages. And that moshel is true, but it also implies something which isn't true. What it seems to imply is that, let's say, when Kate Sayomin, when Mashiach comes, and then we can look back on how history unfolded, then we understand everything. And what the Rav is saying, it very much aligns. Rav Shach has in his Sefer the Rambam, Avi Ezri, I think it's in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, that something he heard from a Velvel B'Shem Rebbeim, that Rebbeim told them that, you know, mitzvahs enum v'tevus l'asolava. So if there's a mitzvah to have emunah as distinct from yediyah, what that means is that there will always be a mitzvah emunah. What's the sort of dividing line between yediyah and emunah? Yediyah is what we know. Yediyah is what we know. So we know there's a Borei Olam. That we know. It's not that we just make some kind of assumption. That we know. It's grounded. It's anchored. We know that Hatzur Tom and Paulo. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect. Things happen in the world that we don't understand. That we don't understand why a perfect, all good God allows some things to happen in the world. So that's where, when we reach the limit, the outer limits of what we can know and understand, so that's where a person has to have emunah. So the emunah is based on yediyah. The emunah is not a blind faith, it's not an irrational faith. Obviously there's no adequate moshel, but moshel ma'adavadam. Let's say you have a doctor, and the doctor's been the family doctor for 30 years, and he's steered them correctly through every health challenge and through every health crisis, and he's always been right on the money with his advice, his diagnosis, his prescriptions, his treatments, and now something comes up and his treatment doesn't seem to make sense. His approach doesn't seem to make sense. So what are you gonna do? So you're gonna say, look, he's the medical expert, and we're laymen. And we've had so much experience with him that he's been right time and time again. So we're gonna defer to him. So that's not a blind faith or trust that you're placing him. It's a faith or trust that's been earned based on what you know. So that's what the relationship is between emunah and yediyah. Emunah comes when yediyah reaches its outermost limits. It's outermost limit. That's when you have emunah. So Chaim says there's always going to be emunah. It's not true what the Velt says, that when Mashiach comes, then we understand everything. It's not true. There will always be emunah, and that's what this idea is. Again, the Rebbe is saying it on a much grander scale and explaining it again. I am aware what we said in terms of the. You know, to shout through the Rambam, you said, I don't mean to reduce one to the other. Sheilot v'chidot kushyot v'bayot shel olam lo tipartano. No, it has to be that way. If a person is a birya shfela v'afela, omeid v'das kalif neitzvim deyos, so that doesn't change when Mashiach comes. We still remain a birya shfela v'afela, omeid l'fnei Tmim Deus, when Mashiach will come also. There will always be Shelod v'chitot shel olam lo tipartana. You can't reduce HaKadosh Baruch Hu's knowledge and understanding that it's going to be totally intelligible to us. No Eitz Mabato Ba'olam v'tameya. A person trains his little no, it's upon the karka. You dig your fingernails into the ground. So no, it's so it means like to train your gaze. No, it's mabatoba olam v'tameya v'ha'ishtomamut v'ha'timahon ha'tokfim alav and the sense of wonder and bewilderment. Einam rakav dochel ha'kara metif. Is it? Kemosha tuaru b'yachas al ish hadas v'mishnato shal aristo v'chayotze bo. El mahavim matrata matarot v'golata koteret shal ta'alecha ha'kara shal ish hadat. So why is that? So again, at first glance that seems, why should that sense of timahon and hishtomamut, that sense of bewilderment and total amazement and lack of understanding, why is that the matarata matarot? Because that's what, part of the answer is that's what engenders within the person, that self-recognition, that relative understanding of being a birya shfela v'afela, omer v'das kal lifnei tmim deyos. That's why that recognition of what a person doesn't understand, the recognition of the what the outer limits and how much lies beyond the outer limits of human comprehension, why that's so religiously significant to the ish hadat. The Iyov sheitiyam dvarim klapei mala, Iyov who challenged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mishum shechashav cheshbono shel olam v'ta'ah. So to challenge HaKadosh Baruch Hu means a person thinks that he can understand everything, and because of that he can sit in judgment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kabbalah Lav Midat Adin. He recognizes the arrogance and the foolishness of that prior position. Mize ma'alim eitzo v'lidas l'chein higadeti v'lo avin. Nifla'os mimeni v'lo eda. Chata, he sinned, b'ha'apalato ha'shachtzanit. Right, hapala means a brazen endeavor. And after the Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Dor HaMidbar, because of the Chet HaMeraglim, they're not going to enter Eretz Yisrael. So, vayapilu lalos, so the Torah describes when they say, no, hinenu v'alinu, when they're trying to reject HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Gezeirah, so it's described as vayapilu. His arrogant and initiative litfosu lahasiget tzada yitzira umidvada v'shav al Hashem ba'akaris bilti yecholto lahavin et hamistorin shebemaseh reishis. He acknowledges, he confesses, he recognizes his inability to understand the mystery within Maaseh Bereishis. Al kein emas v'nechamti al ofer v'eifer. Machos chatzo shel ish hadat hu ha'shela hayadata. Haderach asher yelech ba lematrato hi ha'hakara ha'shlema shel ha'havaya. So as the Rav is going to elaborate in the next paragraph, when he speaks of the Ish Hadas focusing on what can't be known, don't, the Rav says, don't confuse what I'm saying with agnosticism. Agnostics think you can't know anything. You can't know anything. You can't know, I don't know, is it day, is it night, is it... agnostics, the prefix A often means not, and gnosis is a word for knowledge. Agnostic means not knowledge. Agnostic, no, you can't know anything. You ask him, you know, does he believe in Yigal Hashem or not? He says, no, I'm agnostic. He thinks he can't know anything. That's not what we're talking about, right? Haderach asher yelech ba lematrato, the way the Ish Hadas arrives at his mystery is through after understanding. No, he believes there's understanding. No, he understands. He understands tremendously. And he comes to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But from that yediyah, so then he realizes that there's a point, there's a gvul, at which the sign says, Ad kan v'lo yosa, that this is the limit of what you can understand. So that's not agnosticism, right? It's the polar opposite of that. Kotviyot mishuna shel chasifa v'kisoy, there's a type of polarity of uncovering and covering. Giloy v'halem, revelation and concealment, volkad v'ola, emerges b'todato in the awareness shel ish alokim, hu chosef al manat v'chasot, megale al manat v'ha'alim. And the fichach ein ba'enda zo, this posture, there's no shum nitzot, there isn't even a mashu, not even a spark, shall hamachshava ha-agnostic of agnostic philosophy hamachrisha, which denies et ha-objektiviyot shall ha-kara, the objectivity of knowledge and understanding. Umocha et chotama shall ha-emet ha-tfu'a al ha-pu'la ha-cognitivit, and looks to erase. So there's no objective knowledge. No, ein hashkafa zosha to'ara l'malo. This outlook that was described above, mevi'a at adam hadati lidei merida b'malchut ha'hakara v'hadat. No, it's not rebelling against reason and understanding. V'lo lidei tfisa mesureset, and not to some distorted view one of the early church fathers said, again, he said it in Latin, so that's how the Rav quotes it, that credo quia absurdum, I believe, credo means I believe, yeah, that's, it comes in English word also, right? One's credo, what one believes, but in Latin means I believe, even though it's absurd. And even though it's opposed to reason and logic. So that is a very, very un-Jewish notion. It's antithetical to everything we believe. That formulation, shenulda mitoch yeush miriri, a bitter despair, ba'achzavan nora'a, and disappointment, shel ha'adam ha'dofek b'sechlo, who with his seichel was knocking b'sha'arei ha'vaya on the gates of existence, ha'nu'ulim v'hastumim, k'mo she'asa Tertullian, because of the b'shato, she'edgish at ha'sa'a v'hifriz al ha'mida. Adarava, again, it's the exact opposite of what is distilled into that famous or infamous quote. Adarava, isha dat kamei l'hakir l'havin. No, he does desire to understand. Aval gufa shal adat yachida yoter gedola v'chamura. Dat nifla, dat v'pela, hakara u'mistoriyot, havana v'raz. Right, knowledge and what's hidden, understanding and mysteriousness, havana v'raz, chok v'iyadu mahavim tofa'a achat hamitgalet lanu b'du pertzufim. It's two sides of a coin. Hakol lefi habchina nukudat hamabat. So, in the Ish Hadas, in the country, it's his knowledge and his understanding which is the basis for the discovering the mystery. And in that sense, again, it's the antithesis of some kind of agnostic posture. Okay, I was hoping to finish Oz Gimel, but maybe next week.